your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just sometimes, but always.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
You put on the glory, behind the glory.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm selling nothing behind me. Because I have God in my heart.
Well,
yeah. I love the Lord.
Yeah.
I love the Lord. Bring my love out. Before you love me.
Yeah, yeah.
If you would like to write or contact us, our address is 736 Ducote Lane, P.O. Box 664, Cottonport, Louisiana. The telephone number is 318-876-3316. Our pastor number is area code 318-253-8608.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Last week we talked about, well, we didn't talk about much about the Bible, but anyway, we're getting back in the Bible this week. And the last time I read Isaiah chapter 65 about people living have the life living like a tree. We was talking about God establishing his kingdom on earth. And this is part of what convinces me that God is going to establish his kingdom on earth. But this has created a little bit of a mystery for me, and maybe not for some, but here it's talking about people that will live and have children and die. Say if one died before 100 years old, it would be counted a curse. And said men, his servants' lives would be as a tree. Now, this is different from what we are striving for. Everybody thinks that we are all going to be born in the spirit world, and we'll be in heaven and all that. But here in Ezekiel 37, it talks about God raising up the dry bones. And some of you know the story of the dry bones. Could these bones live? Now that is not a resurrection, but this here in Isaiah 65 is saying to me that there will be people as we know people on earth forever. Because also in Isaiah 45:19, I think it is, it says the earth was made to be inhabited. and it will stand forever. God didn't make the earth, like I said last week or week before last. God's not going to give this earth to the devil and go back to heaven and cry and moan about, like the little boy that had the baseball bat and the glove and the ball. And we you know, we play it. Not every kid had a ball. And, you know, God's not going back and twiddle his thumbs and cry about Satan and took this world away from him. No, Satan's not going to take nothing but that lake of fire like he's promised. But these people will be flesh, because God said here in Ezekiel that he would cover them with flesh and skin, and they would breathe and then live again. Anyway, if we who are born into the family of God will rule and reign with Jesus, and the kingdom is going to be established here on earth, someone has to be, if you're going to have a kingdom and you're going to rule and reign, you got some have somebody to rule and reign over. So this is what I'm saying here about some of the people will be not resurrected to live forever, but some of us will be raised from the dead. Now, raised from the dead, being raised from the dead and being resurrected, there were a lot of people got raised from the dead during the Old Testament times. Matter of fact, Elisha, they said this, they threw a soldier in on Elisha's bones, and the man revived, came back to life. But this man had to die again, just like the one that Jesus raised from the dead, his friend, Mary's brother, Lazarus. Anyway, but Lazarus had to die again. Matter of fact, the Pharisees wanted to kill him again because he had created a problem for them by Jesus raising him from the dead. They wanted to kill Jesus and Lazarus. This is all in the book. And like I said, what I'm really trying to do is to encourage people to read this Bible so we'll know the truth. The Bible says the truth is what will make us free, and this is what I'm searching for. This is what I'm after. Because I'm shooting to be born into the family of God. But even it says here, his servants, he's talking about servants in Isaiah 65. And it goes on to say, and this is what the Lord says, as when juice is still found in a cluster of grapes and men say, don't destroy it, there's yet some good in it, so will I do in behalf of my servants. I will not destroy them all. Now, he's saying that even though some of us are still kind of rough, like myself, I still haven't cleaned me up from all of my things that I have done, and some things we still have. I mean, we don't expect to be perfect in this life. But anyway, it's a mystery to me, and I know it's a mystery to a lot of the educated people too, because I've never heard anybody, you know, just explain this. But it is a question. Like I said, we think, and God gave us the ability. We're capable of thinking, and reasoning. And this is a reason that I question some things, and I get some answers, and I don't get the whole answer, but I see some things that we've been overlooking in this Bible, and the Bible says that in the last days there'd be an explosion of knowledge, and that knowledge is not all going to the world. We, as God's chosen people, should be getting some new revelations too. So this has been revealed, and I don't expect you to pick my opinion on this, but you need to read it for yourself and just ask what is the meaning of this. But anyway, like I said, I'm getting into some things that's in this Bible, and I've never heard it explain, and I'm trying to do the best I can with it. Like I said, I take what I got and do the best I can with it. But that brought a question in my mind about here. He's saying that these people were, he said they were not toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune. They will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. Now we don't see that, not in this time, in this section of this time. We never seen a wolf and a lamb eating together. And it says here the lion will eat straw like the ox. Lions don't eat hay. You know, not the lions that we see here, we know about. They are flesh eaters. They thrive on flesh and blood. Matter of fact, I don't know if lions even eat any kind of vegetation. Maybe they do, like dogs. Dogs will eat grass sometime when something's wrong with them, a snake bite them or something. They'll go and eat grass. That was before we got the doctors. The doctors now charge, they pulling dogs' teeth and giving them, just treating them for cancer and all kind of stuff. Now, dogs used to go out in the woods and find some kind of grass to bite, eat on when something was wrong with them, and they got sick, but you didn't have to take them to the doctor. And as a matter of fact, we used to survive on roots and herbs and things in the woods and things before doctors. At one time, doctors didn't care to treat our people because of, I don't know for what cause, I guess because we were considered subhuman or that. But anyway, God has created all things to be beautiful in his time, like I read the other week from Ecclesiastes 11:8, I think it is, somewhere along there. But anyway, this is what Brother Gasper is trying to do, is to inform us. I've tried to get you to read the Bible and find out the truth for yourself, because like I said, and I'm not really blaming the preachers, the present preachers, because they've been taught, they're teaching what they've been taught, and some of them don't take time to read the Bible for themselves. There's one religion that I read, as like I say, in the history of religion, was one religion that did not allow, and that was the mother church, did not allow the congregation, anybody in the congregation couldn't read the Bible. They had it chained to the podium. And that's one reason why I wonder, why is it they wanted to keep this book out of the people's hands? And like I said before, this word, the principles of God works for anybody. God says that there will be those in sitting down at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and some of the children of this world will be cast out into outer darkness. So that's one of the things that Satan has deceived. If Satan can get you to believe a lie, if you don't believe the lie, get you to reject the word of God, get you to reject the word of God, then he's any way he can stop you. He's a street fighter. He don't fight by rules, you know. And anyway, I'm getting kind of, I'm saying all these things. I'm trying to get as much said as I can with the little time I have, but there's so much in this book to be considered. And we